Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we share some of the government's achievements in agriculture this fiscal year and priorities for the 2018-19 financial year. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has announced that renewed focus will be placed on reviewing legislation to facilitate the growth and expansion of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, and to safeguard all the sectors within the ministry. Delivering the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday, February 15, the Governor General reported that the agriculture sector suffered some losses and made some gains. Following a 13.5% growth in agriculture in 2016, the agriculture sector was negatively impacted by a spate of bad weather in 2017, including drought early in the year, floods in May and June, and continuous rainfall in December. As such, the sector is projected to see a decline of 4%. Despite the inclement weather, however, the sector recorded notable achievements.
This includes continued self-sufficiency in eggs, poultry, pork and tubers, 88% self-sufficiency in table Irish potato, and growth in non-traditional exports.
Non-traditional exports that registered growth included yam, ackee, and sweet potato. In the meantime, the government will be embarking on an aggressive legislative agenda this year to support its strategic priorities for the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries. These priorities are as follows: ensuring food security, sustainable use of agricultural land and fisheries resources, and facilitating and enabling local business environment.
The legislation to be passed and enacted include 1. The Fisheries Bill, which will repeal and replace the existing Act for the better management of the fishing industry. 2. The Animals, Disease and Importation, Change of Name and Amendment Bill, to facilitate importation, distribution, storage, etc., of animals and animal products and byproducts with regard to disease and safety.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. In other agriculture news, the Bodo's Research Station in Old Harbour St. Catherine is to be rehabilitated at a cost of $300 million. The allocation has been provided in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure, now before the House of Representatives. The funds will go towards renovation of facilities that directly impact the level of support given to farmers and also build the capacity of livestock research personnel. $150 million has also been allocated for the Agricultural Competitiveness Program Bridging Project, which aims to address structural challenges in the sector. The anticipated physical targets for the project are the development of the Spring Garden Agro Park in Portland, procurement and installation of irrigation pipes and fittings, construction of a pump station, and the installation of equipment for pump houses. The funds will also cover construction of farm access roads and water channels, procurement of land surveying consultancy services, and to establish a project implementation unit. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Patient man ride donkey. Translation: a patient man rides a donkey. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, every opportunity, well used, can be a stepping stone to the realization of your ultimate goals. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.